But on the weekend, without doubt, the most anguish of all punters throughout the weekend was watching Rothfire, the thriller from Chinchilla, unfortunately go amiss in the Golden Rose. It's been a tumultuous 72 hours since Saturday for Robert Heathcote, but there is some light at the end of the tunnel after surgery yesterday on Rothfire, and he joins us this morning. Rob, how are you going, mate?
Yeah, it's been a tough few days, mate, and none tougher than $1.60 pay with $1 million race, and you know he went and missed at the 200-meter mark. You've got to admire the courage of the horse. I mean, he's a classic person, more bones, and still rose to the line and got beat 3 lengths in a Group One. So nothing but courage from the horse. And look, if we had that race over again, I mean, it was never the plan to lose with such a hot pace of race, and you know, just things didn't work out. You know.
No.
We saw 2 weeks ago in the run to the Rose, and knew he was chastised and criticised when he went forward and then he sat back off. And lo and behold, in this race, here we are up here sitting at Hickey Tempo. So we've had it over again. But that's racing, as they say.
Hey, Rob, we're just struggling to hear a little bit. I'm not sure if you're in a bad area or if you're on hands-free, but just on
the... I was in my office, but I'll just walk outside. Maybe that will
help. That's a lot clearer. Now, you mentioned the fractured sesamoid. To those who don't know the anatomy of a horse, just explain how serious that is and what the operation was and what it entailed yesterday.
Well, the sesamoids, there's two on each fetlock, and the fetlock for a horse is like the ankle of a human. And the suspensory ligament, these bones act like a pulley system, and the suspensory ligament is literally the ligament that powers and drives the horse when their hoof hits the ground, and such enormous pressures exerted when a horse lands. And, you know, one of his suspensory bones on his near fore fractured, and there were two bone displacements, and we had to have those removed. You know, the fact that they were displaced, had they not been displaced, they may have reattached themselves over a period of time, but they weren't going to attach, so we've had surgery to remove them. Now, in place of where these bones are, fibrous tissue will develop. Admittedly, there's always going to be some weakness there, hence the reason we'll certainly give the horse as much time off as we can, possibly even 12 months. You know, generally these type of injuries, 6 to 9 months, but we'll go longer. And obviously we'll now factor in, you know, various changes to his training routine. You know, lots of water resistance work, lots of swimming work, just to, you know, take some of the loading off the actual fetlock. But, you know, in the words of, you know, the specialist equine surgeon who did it, you know, better than a 50-50 chance to return to full athletic ability, which is, you know, quite high considering the seriousness of the injury.
Have you had many horses with this type of injury in the past?
Yeah, I won't say many. Sadly, I've had a few. We've successfully rehabbed horses and got them back to the races. They never really have a long and extensive career, but we certainly have had success getting them back. But it's one of those injuries, Michael, where you could say how unlucky we are, and really it did come down to bad luck because there were no chronic underlying issues in the horse's fetlock. The surgeon said the bones were all healthy. The fibre pattern in the ligaments were very good. It was just one of those unfortunate things, under pressure. Perhaps the horse was fatiguing to a degree and, you know, Jimmy put his foot to the floor for maximum effort and his hoof landed in a divot or landed awkwardly. Who knows? But that's what happens. And, you know, it's one of those things that in the past I've actually had horses suffer this injury and we've had to euthanise them because there's too much damage to the sesamoid. So in a sense, you could say we're lucky.
And it was, according to the specialist, where he did veer out, that's where it occurred?
Oh, 100%, yeah. 200-metre mark. So in the words of the chief steward, Mark Van Gestel, he's done an enormous job, not only to stay up on his feet, but to still keep driving to the line that last 200 metres. Admittedly, he was slowing down, and the horse pair and the Snowden horse, King's Legacy, got over the top of him. But, you know, the horse was running through pain at that stage.
Can you describe what that was like for you? Because you were, I think you were set up at Eagle Farm with a lot of the owners. What the moment and the atmosphere was like?
Yeah, there was deathly silence came over the came over the track, and there were quite a few people here, not just, you know, friends and family of Roth Fire, but, you know, a lot of supporters, and it was a fandom race day. And yeah, it was certainly a difficult time. I've been in racing now 23 years now, and you know, I've lost horses, and I understand the pain of losing these horses. They're like part of our family. And as soon as I realised Jimmy had dismounted and was walking him back, and he was clearly lame to the eye, then I was, you know, thinking the worst. And you know, the news, whilst it didn't get better, it certainly could have got a lot worse. And the fact that we've still got him with us and with some chance. But, you know, the highs and lows of racing, Michael. I mean, there we were about to climb our Everest and literally 3 weeks away from a run in the richest turf race in the world. And here we are, we're off to surgery to have our horse operated on. That's the highs and lows. I don't think they can get any wider than that.
How is the horse himself? Is he relatively pain-free?
Yeah, no, he's great. Melanie visited him yesterday at the Randwick Equine Centre, out at Canterbury now, where they do their surgeries, and lovely and bright. And he's weight bearing on the leg. He's going to be well cared for now. And on Wednesday, well, tomorrow, he makes the journey up to Emerin Park, where they have fantastic rehabilitation facilities under the expert guidance of Shannon Beck. So he'll be there for at least 6 months, and you know, I might pop down and even say hi and visit him. And during that time, once these borders are open and we can travel freely. But, it's one of those things. Hopefully we see him back. Whether we ever see him back to his full athletic ability and that explosive burst that he has, well, time will tell. But take nothing away from Team Hawks. When they get it right, they get it right, those boys. What a great professional outfit they are.
Rob, good news that the horse is hopefully going to get back to the track. He's relatively pain-free, and he's going to have a nice 12 months in the paddock enjoying himself and getting back to his best, and then fingers crossed we get to see him back to the track. You and everyone have handled it magnificently well. You're always good ambassador for racing, and as you said, the highs and lows of racing, nothing is certain in this great sport.
Oh, isn't that the truth? But it's, there's always someone out there doing it worse than us. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, exactly right. Good luck, Rob. Go find another one.
Good on you, Michael. I had one jump out this morning, the 2-year-old. She won by 3.
Ooh, what's its name?
Shh, don't tell anyone, not yet.
Good on you, Rob.
Good on you, Michael. Ciao, mate.